Domestic flights have resumed after they came to a halt yesterday at the Kotoka International Airport following a strike by the Ghana Air Traffic Controllers Association. Quite a number of domestic passengers were stranded. International flights were, however, not affected. The Minister of Transport, Jifa Tivo, who confirmed this to Radio Ghana, said what the workers were agitating against was not salary related. Earlier, Madame Mativo met with striking workers to discuss their grievances. She expressed dissatisfaction with developments after she had met the executive of the association to discuss issues. She said issues raised at the meetings have been referred to the board of directors.
Whilst we continue the discussion. So the flights have resumed. I even went to the departure hall and the passengers were boarding. I had the opportunity to apologize to them and assure them of the safety of our SL services. So they are okay. They've resumed work. They've resumed work at all their stations from Tamale, Takoradi, Obuasi, everywhere. And a communique has been issued.
Meanwhile, the president of the Ghana Air Traffic Controllers Association, Michael Achimu, also confirmed to Radio Ghana that members have resumed work. He said domestic flights began at 2 p.m. yesterday.
I will not say it's a strike, it was reduction in service, precisely with regards to domestic. But the international flights were working. But as of 2 p.m., we called it off after having a discussion with the minister, our management, and later on a call from the chief of staff, assuring us that the president was aware and was concerned and that he will act swiftly to resolve the issues for us. With the promise from the chief of staff on behalf of the president, I think we'll hold on for now and believe that the president will sort us out.
President of the Ghana Air Traffic Controllers Association, Michael Etiomo. Our correspondent who visited the Kumasi Airport yesterday also confirmed that domestic flights have resumed.
Because of the aviation strike, staff of the aviation service strike, Kumasi Airport became so busy that passengers who had booked to take him to Accra had to wait till around 3:30 when the first flight left Kumasi for Accra. And when I visited the airport, I could see that the passengers were busy. The staff are helping the passengers to check in because I have been told that almost all those around will be flown to Accra definitely because strike has just been called off. And the appeal to the passengers was that they have to accept the apology because it wasn't a deliberate effort to delay their flight. And therefore, definitely, they will all be flown to Accra. I also had interaction with some of the passengers who had been here since morning and are happy that at long last the strike has been called off and therefore they will be able to make their journey. 2:40 flight has just taken off. Amtrak is also waiting for its turn to go and very soon another flight will also arrive from Accra to also take some of the stranded passengers back to Accra. So the situation has now returned to normalcy and that passengers are now happy even though they have been delayed. It is said it is better late than none. They will be made their journey back to Accra or those who want to continue from Accra to elsewhere and they are hoping that their booking from Accra to wherever they wanted to continue to will also not be affected. For Radio Ghana, Thomas Nsoaji, Kumasi Airport.
And he was reporting on the situation at the Kumasi Airport yesterday.